Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I remember saying that every time we look back in the past, or every time you start to recall or think about the past, there's this romanticizing what happens in the past. Or that's this whole romantic idea of misremembering what happened in the past. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm guilty as well. But not in every facet, or not in every case, I should say. Because back in high school, playing high school basketball, yeah, that was terrible. That was probably one of the worst seasons in my entire lifetime, and the losing upon losing. It's not I actually gave up on basketball after enduring that season. Some might say quit. Others might say focus on a different sport and went a different direction. Hey, I like that. Focus on something else. And with this basketball season, I don't think we didn't win any games. So let me throw that out there now. Didn't win any games, didn't win any preseason games, didn't win any scrimmages. It was all the way bad. If I attempted to romanticize, if I attempted to look back and say, you know what? That was good. Nah. If I did, I'd say, put me somewhere on a couch and talk to someone that's taking notes so I can get a second opinion. That's assuming I look back and say, hey, you know, that was a successful season. That was success. Nah, bro. Nah. Didn't win a game. Didn't come close to sniffing a win. Didn't even have a team forfeit and say, you know what? We're going to do you this solid. And we are going to get you a win. We're going to get you a win by forfeiting. We're going to get you a win by just not showing up, period. Not showing up. We feel bad. We feel sorry. Go ahead and get that W. You need that one. You need that one under, beside, behind, in front. However you want to put that one, you need it. You need it next to a W. Nah, man. None of that happened. None of that took place. We had that big goose egg up there. That goose egg and that W. Actually, in some instances, that wasn't even a W. Just the L's. Just taking L's. So you can see how that would demoralize or make someone focus on a different sport, you know? Someone who likes winning, being a winner. And I'm sorry, Dwight wouldn't even think that was still being a champion. Nah, you can't spin that into a championship. The champions are what, losers? Did not win a game. And so that forced me, or gave me the opportunity to put my attention elsewhere, to focus on different avenues. And it wasn't like the team was terrible, and it wasn't like the team was bad. How can you say that? You didn't win a game. Yeah, I know, but the team was talented. There was talent all around. There was talent on the team. In fact, I'll even admit, that was probably the last year I actually had talent in basketball. And that's saying a lot. Because I was, I was just shaking them up, had handles. Ooh, Good old days. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. So yeah, but that was the last time I actually played basketball in a setting like that. I even stopped playing pickup to a certain extent. So I even think after that, the whole pickup basketball, that went away as well. Just lost interest completely. And so I didn't quit, right? No. Focus attention on other things. Trying to utilize my time to do something where I can maximize my potential, maximize the drive, the passion, the fire, and focus on something else that I can win in. Winning. Yeah, you would do it too. So, hey, chill out. You know you do it too. Yeah. You know I'm talking about you. Yeah, don't be pointing around. You. And this team had talent. This team had prospects. This team had players. And I'm not going to even name drop because, nah, we don't name drop here. The team had talent. The team had players. But we had that huge goose egg for the W. So I focused my attention elsewhere. And the thing about it, I'd say about half of that team, wasn't that many of us, quit. Flat out quit. Didn't care about winning. Didn't care about losing. Just didn't care anymore. I didn't fall in that camp. I saw it firsthand, the whole quitting. Saw it firsthand. I didn't fall in that camp. I fell in the camp where we got to try to make this fun. There's no way we should be losing to these family show. I can't say that. Other team. No way we should be losing to that team over there, that school, that guy, those people. There's no way we were supposed to be losing to those teams. But half the guys quit on the team. They quit. They just said, you know what? At this point, I'm just here for the Letterman. I'm just here for the namesake of saying I'm a high school basketball player. You know, I'm just here so I can tell jokes, go on field trips. Yeah, the field trips are going to other team stadiums. Go to hostile environments and tell jokes. Oh, I'm just here to pick up girls, pick up ladies, pick up women. Yeah, basketball player. Hmm. The whole winning thing. Who cares, man? Who cares? So yeah, I've seen players quit firsthand. I know a little something about quitting. So I'm going to transfer my expertise firsthand, seeing quitting firsthand, and I'm going to transfer that over to the NBA. Whoa, I shouldn't be doing this, but hey, I'm just going to step out on a limb here, and hopefully the wind's not blowing from left to right or right to left too fast. Because I don't want to fall, I don't want to hurt myself, and I definitely do not want to hurt others. And what I'm saying, I don't think it's controversial. It may be controversial, but I don't think so. Because you know, I do love me some hot takes. Hot takes. Hot takes. So I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but if it is, I will admit it. I'll admit to it, because, hey, if I'm going to give a hot take, I'm going to give a hot take. If I'm going to unknowingly give a hot take, hey, tell me, I'll say I gave a hot take. Because we all have hot takes, hot takes. But Lowry, the Toronto basketball player, Kyle Lowry, he did not quit. He did not quit on his team. That wasn't quitting. That was not quitting. But the game was tied up and he left and just went in the back locker room and left his team out there. He didn't quit. That's not quitting. Seeing an athlete and seeing athletes quit firsthand and actually knowing athletes and knowing people who quit and admitted to quitting. Kyle Lowry didn't quit. That's not quitting. That is not quitting. He came back. Sure, the game was tied up. Sure, as soon as he went to decompress, his words, and I'll get to that shortly. Cleveland Cavaliers went on a huge run. Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true. He didn't quit, though. He did not quit. That's not quitting. He went to decompress, as he said. He said he's done this before. And being that that's an NBA team that most people don't watch or don't have the opportunity to watch or don't follow unless you're a fan of Toronto Raptors, unless you live in Toronto, unless you are a super fan and you watch every game or most of the 82 games. He said he's done it before. So this is not new. This is not new information. It's new information to the people that don't know Toronto. This is new information to the people that don't watch their games. This is new information to the people who just grabbing on to basketball at this point because we're almost to the final. This is the Eastern Conference final. So you're just hopping on the gravy train. You're just hopping on the train right now to spit out your hot takes. That's okay. That's cool. You know, we all like hot takes, me included. I'm not going to front that way. But he didn't quit. He wasn't quitting. He's done this before. If this was his first time doing it, okay. I'll entertain that nonsense then. We can entertain that, but this wasn't his first time doing it. And he said he did it to decompress. There are a few individuals that I know that need to decompress. Not everyone handle situations or handle things the same way. Stating the obvious. That's that. And then he comes off as, what, an introvert? Ooh. Ooh. Introvert. Ooh. Yeah, no, that's not a believable thing where some people around other individuals all the time, they get energy. While others, they get their energy from being alone or after being in a huge group or after being around so many people, they have to step out every now and then. They have to recharge. Introvert. So is it possible that Lowry's an introvert? Assuming that you believe that because, hey, you know, that's nonsense. Introvert, outrovert, whoa. That's crazy talk, man. Woo. I thought everybody likes to be around people all the time. Yeah. I don't know anyone who walks out every so often to just get away, catch their breath, ponder some thoughts, reflect. Nah, all that's garbage, man. All that's jazz. Nah, What you selling, I ain't buying. He just quit. Hot takes. That's cool. So even if you don't believe the whole introvert, extrovert thing, yeah, I can't believe I brought that to the forefront. Can't believe I said it, but I said it. Yeah, I told you I was going to say it. Yeah. Hey, you just be better be prepared for, just be prepared for the backlash, because you know it's coming. Yep, I definitely went there, and I have no problem going there. But yeah, just be prepared. But he definitely didn't quit. Lowry did not quit. I've seen players quit. There may be a few things that I've quit on. Leaving to go decompress or leaving to gather yourself. When he's done that throughout the season, when his teammates know about this, when his coach and coaches know about this, when this is something that they are aware of. But yet, he quit? What? Come on. I have some magic beans that I would like to sell you. And there's also a Bridge to Nowhere that my buddy has. And he would like to sell that to you as well. But with these magic beans, do not plant them. Whatever you do, do not plant them. And if you do plant them, Do not. I gotta say this one more time. Do not climb up that beanstalk. Don't do it. Bad things will happen. So just quit while you're ahead. quit. Anyway, ranting, raving, quitting, stories. At least I didn't almost get hit by a vehicle anymore or brought harm to. Hey, one step at a time, day by day. Woo! Can mark an X off this date. Made it. Anyway, as I said before the show, there's one more new segment that we're adding, and it's definitely going to be the last segment that we're adding, and all other segments are getting upgraded and updated and what have you, and we're going to keep it that way from here until feel like changing again, which isn't anytime soon, because we want to build structure, hard outline, sort of speak, because everything else and how everything else flows and moves, it still have the freedom to be creative as I want and as we want. And there are also ideas that we haven't got to yet. And there are different concepts that we haven't got to yet. And that's coming, just waiting for the perfect time and everything to just fall into place. Could easily do it and put it out there. And it'd be good, great. And it can be good, but at the same time, we want it to be at the right moment. And for some of them, it's not now. It's coming, but it's not now. So you have that to look forward to. And also the voting. Thank you for the voting. Really appreciate it. Like I say, I don't know where these stadiums are. I know where some of the teams are because the location of the teams is in the name. So I'm not that big of a mouth breather or wannabe mouth breather, I should say, because I tried becoming a mouth breather, but unfortunately, I didn't have the right qualifications to become a mouth breather, and I got turned down on several occasions. So kind of heartbroken about that. Maybe in a month or two, I'll reapply to become a mouth breather, but at this time, I just can't do it anymore. I'm just tired of the rejection, tired of being told no. It's my time, and it's my time to shine, and I want to shine. Me shining is can't be a mouth breather right now. Putting that on note. So the voting is going good. If it ends in a tie, like I keep saying, tie, I root for no team. If there's one team that comes ahead of the rest of the teams in the voting, because it could be any football team in the world, in the world. So if one comes ahead of the rest of them, that'll be my football team. The team that I become a fan of, the team I root for, the team I probably, I don't know, go see a few games to and take pictures and Periscope and Snapchat and all the other stuff. So that's out there. It's out there. Yay. So happy about that. Can't you tell? Extra, extra. Thank you for listening. And it's not that show. It's this show. And I'm out, man. I'm out. Just go ahead and stop it. We'll be right back.